Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you are trying to build credit, should you apply for a credit card or apply for a loan? Let's find out in this episode. Sturgis Credit Repair is a 5-star rated online credit repair company. We help people just like you build or rebuild their credit scores. If you have no credit history, we offer products to help you build credit history so that you never have to depend on anyone co-signing for you. If you have bad credit, enroll into our service today and allow us to work on the negative items affecting your credit scores. We take no money up front, so start our service today for free. You'll get updated through your online account as well as receiving updates through your email. For those who are trying to buy a home, we're partnering with multiple real estate agents and loan officers who are ready to assist you with your goals. If you are a real estate agent, loan officer, or anyone dependent on customers with good credit, create a free partner account with us today. You can manually send or receive clients through your online account as well as track their progress before they go to someone else. Visit our website to learn more about our services. Hello to everyone who's watching or listening to this episode. Today we'll share some details on how to build your credit and should you build your credit with a loan or a credit card. So we're going to talk about what's the best way to build your credit scores without putting yourself in a worse situation than where you were when you originally tried to start building your credit scores. So if you're not a billionaire who's out there and can write a check or pay cash for everything that you want to buy in life, then 9 times out of 10, you're going to need some good credit or good credit scores at one point in your life. So if you're trying to buy a vehicle, trying to buy a home, and a lot of these employers these days, sometimes they require the employees to have good credit scores to even get the job. So if any of that if any of those situations fit you, you definitely want to watch this video and learn how to build your credit score. So, I kind of tagged some of my emails on here. And these are just some of the situations that I hear on a daily basis. So let's look at this first one here that I highlighted. So one thing that I hear a lot is, hey, I have a 0 credit score. I'm trying to buy my first home. I can't get approved. You know, how can I build my credit scores? The second one here, I hear this pretty often as well. I need a vehicle to get to work or a vehicle to get to school. No one in my family or I don't have any friends who are willing to co-sign for me. Therefore, I can't even get a vehicle right now. How can I build my credit score? So that's usually 90% of the people who reach out asking how they can build their credit is to buy a vehicle. So that's definitely one of the most common scenarios that I hear on a daily basis. Something else that I don't really hear too much, but I do get it maybe once or twice a month. A lot of your older people out there, they say, hey, I've had perfect credit for all these years. I paid off my vehicles. I paid off my home. Now, 10 years later, I'm back at a 0 credit score. I'm trying to buy a new home next year. I'm trying to buy a vehicle. I don't want to use my own money or I don't have my own money to buy a vehicle because I focused on paying off all of this debt, you know, all of my life. Now I can't even get approved for any of this stuff and I have to start all back over. What can I do? So if any of those three situations fit you, definitely continue watching this video and learn the best way to build credit without putting yourself in too much debt or no debt at all. So the first thing I kind of have written down here, you want to first understand the two types of credit. Okay, there's two types. There's revolving accounts, which are credit cards, and installment accounts, which are loans, okay? So pretty much an installment account, meaning you pay a monthly payment and you keep making those payments until the installment account is paid off and then the account closes. With a revolving account or a credit card, you swipe the card, you pay it off, it doesn't close. You just do it over and over and over and over, however many times you want, until you request to close the account. So the credit card account won't just close on its own because you paid the balance. Unlike a installment account, whenever you pay it off in full, it closes. So your credit scores are built on those type of accounts. So that's number one. Secondly, you want to determine why you even need to build your credit scores. What are you trying to do? Are you trying to buy a car? Are you trying to buy a home? Are you trying to get free money with cashback rewards on credit cards? Are you trying to get hired at this company that requires good credit workers, like a bank or something like that? So definitely determine why you need good credit scores. For example, if you're trying to build your credit for a new home, then 9 times out of 10, you don't want to go out and get these auto loans and personal loans and definitely putting yourself in debt. And then you go out to apply for this mortgage loan, and now you have a car note or you have a personal loan note. Now that's money subtracted from the money that you could have had into your mortgage. Now you're approved for a, smaller home than what you was originally trying to get approved for, because your debt to income ratio skyrocketed from that car loan that you used to build your credit score. So you definitely want to determine why are you trying to build credit before you start building credit, because if you apply for the wrong thing, then that can mess up your whole goal of what you're trying to accomplish. So number three, you want to determine if you should apply for a credit card or a loan. So I'm going to break down all details. I'm going to tell you guys the pros and cons of both, so that way you can make the best decision to build your credit scores. Okay. So the very first thing I want to talk about here is credit cards. Okay. In my opinion, this is probably the best way to build your credit scores. Reason being, credit cards will not put you in debt unless you do the wrong thing. So if you're like me, and whenever you swipe your card and you pay it off in full every month, the bank is not charging you interest. And then that zero balance reports to the credit bureaus every month. So that way it's helping your credit scores. So if you go out and swipe these cards and you don't pay the balance in full, you get trapped into making these minimum payments every month, then of course that's free interest that you're paying the bank, and now you're in credit card debt. Now this messed up your debt to income ratio to buy a car, to buy a home, or anything like that. It defeats the whole purpose of building your credit scores. So 9 times out of 10, you don't have any credit or bad credit. So you can't get approved for a unsecured credit card, which is just a card that you apply for and the bank just throw you a random credit card limit increase and you start using the card. You would have to build credit using a secure credit card, meaning you deposit money, which 9 times out of 10 is a $200 requirement, and they use that $200 to open up your credit limit. So now you have a $200 credit limit on this credit card. You can spend up to $200 each month, pay it off in full, restart the next month. So what I would do, if you got that secure credit card, apply for it, give them your deposit, put the card in your closet somewhere, or just lose it. That way you don't have to worry about, oh man, I swiped this credit card. What date is this credit card due? I have so many clients who apply for these new credit building accounts and they forgot they applied for it last month and they missed the first payment. So get the credit card, don't use it, because you know you definitely don't have to use it, then don't. And just let it report at a $0 balance every month, and it's going to continue to build your credit scores each and every month. Because if you use the card, you're paying it back down to zero regardless. So just get the card and don't even touch it. So with a loan, you're kind of automatically putting yourself in debt. Okay, so think about it. You have no credit history, meaning the loan that you do get is going to have a super high interest rate. So, 9 times out of 10, you're probably not going to get approved for a unsecured loan anyway. So a lot of these people go to these places and they will do a secured loan, meaning you give the title to something that you own for cash. So if I had a a $3,000 car or a car that was worth $3,000, I would give this place the title to it, and I can take out like $1,500 or $2,000 or up to $3,000, whatever the value is to the car, and I have to repay them to get my title back. So after I've already paid off a vehicle, why would I want to take out a secured loan to get my title back? So I'm paying interest twice. Even for a home, some people give up the title to their home so they can get this lump sum of cash and just repay it. I think it's silly doing that to build credit. So a loan just doesn't really work in my favor. It's not the best thing to do when building credit. If it was like for investment purposes or anything like that, then yes, a loan will help you all day, every day. But in my opinion, a credit card is probably the best way to help you build your credit scores. So remember, we talked about credit scores are built by two accounts, installment and revolving. And so far we've talked about credit cards being the best thing to kind of build your credit scores. And I said, building credit scores with a loan is kind of silly. So how would you get that installment account if I disagree, you know, with applying for loans, putting yourself in debt? So let's go over here to sturgiscreditrepair.com, and we want to navigate here to this credit building products page. So on this page here, we have products for people like you with no credit history to help them build credit history. So these accounts will not put a hard inquiry on your credit report at all. So that is a plus. So definitely navigate here to our credit building products page. So the first thing you're going to see is our secure credit card. Like I said, you put a $200 deposit into this card. The bank is going to give you the $200 credit limit. And then you just start using the card or don't use it at all. But if you use it, definitely pay it off in full so you're not being charged interest. And then the card reports. This one here actually reports 6 times a month. So that's definitely going to help boost your scores. So the second thing you're going to see here is a credit building and savings loan. So this is not really a loan like I talked about earlier in this video that's automatically going to put you in debt. This here is a program to where you make these small payments of like $15 or $25 a month. And then those payments are reported to the credit bureau. Now, when the terms are over or whenever you want to cancel that plan here, you get your money back. So it's not an actual loan where you're automatically paying like 15% interest on it and you're paying back double of what you borrowed. You're just paying for this to report to your credit and then you get your money back. So that's kind of a no-brainer there. And again, that will not put a hard inquiry on your credit report. I have on here, you can report your rent payment. So I have a system on here. If you are a renter, which 9 times out of 10 you are because you have no credit history, so you got to be staying somewhere, you're paying rent to someone, you can report those rent payments to the credit bureaus, and this is going to build your credit. This is going to report as a installment account. So that's very good for people who don't have any credit and is paying rent. Course, that's just like paying a house note, except it's not reporting to the credit bureaus and rent is probably 2 times higher than paying a mortgage. Right here, I have another revolving account through Kickoff. So pretty much you're paying $2 a month for them to make this reporting to the credit bureaus. And then if you want to use the actual account and purchase things on their website, of course, you have to pay that off in full, just like you would with a regular credit card. So my two favorite things to do is the secure credit card that I have here and our credit building slash savings loan. So I hope this video helped you guys on how to build credit and my opinion on if you should get a credit card or a loan to build credit. And, you know, like I said, don't put yourself in debt trying to purchase debt. So you definitely want to build credit the smart way. And if you have any more questions after watching or listening to this episode, be sure to reach out to us at sturgiscreditrepair.com. You can email us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. And you can also call us at 225-243-9700. So if you have any questions or comments on this episode, definitely drop them down below. Be sure to subscribe to the channel or podcast if you're listening, and stay tuned for more helpful information like this episode here. Thank you for watching and listening. If this video helped you, be sure to like it, comment, share, and subscribe to this channel for more helpful videos like this one. Thanks for watching.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.